boy, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I go weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. You know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
All right. Django's Tiger up in here. CKUT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whiskers here at about 5:23 in the morning with that upbeat jazz on the backing track. Thank you, Chris, for the backing track. It's a good one. I needed that upbeat jazz for our backing track because I almost put us with some like Oscar Peterson as the backing track. But I don't know. It's I like this. This is good. It really gets the juices flowing.
Django Reinhardt is the man. He doesn't have all his fingers.
Where did they go?
I think it was an accident. But he's one of the greatest jazz guitarists ever. And another jazz guitarist, one of the GOATs, Jerry Garcia, also was missing a finger. It's kind of a cool thing that, like, these people who were, like, super limited in a way, like, became virtuosos through that limitation.
Of, I feel like that tends to happen. Yeah. Because the limitation makes you feel, if you're pursuing it to such a high intensity and degree, it just inherently just makes you so much better at it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that push and that, like, drive. Ricky looks like he's really enjoying this. Ricky, what do you got to say about Django's Tiger? Give Ricky the microphone.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Ricky. How's it going?
It's going good.
What do you enjoy about Django's Tiger? It seemed like you were really enjoying the song.
It's a good song. I do enjoy it.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you, Zach.
You're very welcome. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like playing a song like this really embodies the mood that I'm in tonight, being with all these nice... Oh, Ricky. What's up, Ricky? I get excited anytime you pull the microphone, so... Because you always have something nice to say. So, what was it?
I feel like I'm in a theme park.
It's kind of like... kind of reminds me of Woody's Roundup. You know Woody's Roundup?
No.
You don't know Woody's Roundup?
I don't know.
Throw it on.
I feel like I'm on, like, that ride at Disney where you're in the water, Splash Mountain.
It reminds me of this song.
Same song.
Still on the microphone. This song. You know this song?
No.
All right.
It's on the Disney Channel?
From Toy Story 2.
Oh, Woody. Oh, yeah, Woody. You know who I was thinking of? I forget his name now. Goofy. I was thinking of Goofy.
That is so off.
Yes. Well, there's two O's in both names. And a Y. Yeah.
Goofy's Roundup. Liam had something funny to say about Woody's Roundup, so I'm going to throw the mic over to Liam now. Thank you, Ricky, for that. Yeah. Those insights of yours.
So funny, funny story about Woody's Roundup. When I was younger, it was me, my brother, and my dad in a car on the highway in Nova Scotia, I believe. And we were listening to this song, you know, going pretty fast, as you do when you're listening to Woody's Roundup.
Who listens to this when they're driving?
Me and my brother were young, all right? And so then a cop pulls behind us and pulls us over and was like, did you know how fast you were going? And my dad was like, well, not really, because we were listening to Woody's Roundup. So, you know, we were going pretty fast. And I don't think he got a ticket. So it worked.
Thank you for that. I think what I'm shocked about most, not the not getting a ticket, because I don't know, it could happen sometimes, especially if you're in a position where it allows for that to happen a lot easier, but the fact that you guys were playing Woody's Roundup while driving in a car. I've never heard of this before. I haven't heard that song, I don't think, since the last time I watched Toy Story 2, which was quite a long time ago, and I never listened to it outside of the movie because even YouTube wasn't around at the time. I loved that movie, so very interesting, Liam. Chris,
like, was Woody's Roundup like said explicitly to the police when stopped?
I believe so, officer.
They probably just like thought there's something off about the two of yous, and they're like, we'll let them be.
Yeah, because just go because on your my way. Dad said we were listening to Woody's Roundup, he got off from the cop. So that's the point of the story. Always play Woody's Roundup when you're speeding.
And yeah, if you're speeding right now in your truck because you're a trucker who's on the road at about 5:28 in the morning, put Woody's Roundup on full blast and put the pedal to the metal right now, okay? If you're only if you're a trucker listening to this show right now.
If you're a trucker, let's hear a beep beep.
We're gonna have to stand outside now at 5:28 in the morning and wait for a beep beep.
Let's hear a honk honk.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you. Thank you, Zach.
It's really good to have you on this show, as always. Yeah, as was stated previously, we've been on the Dirty Shirley's a little bit tonight. I'm bringing back an old segment of the show tonight as well, because it's such a rare occasion that I get to make this show with these lovely human beings in the same room. It's Liam's probably only episode in person in, you know, the next little while, because he leaves Montreal tomorrow, which is pretty crazy how quick his trip went by. It's very shocking, honestly, how quick time goes by these days. 1 week felt like 2 days. I'm not gonna fall down the sad rabbit hole right now, because oh man, am I getting there. But to go back to the interesting segment, we're gonna bring in Liam Reads the News. Liam, take it away.
Well, you know, I wanted to do this bit, but we have another friend that has been resurrected for this specific occasion.
We'll have him respond to your reporting of the news, or he could just tell the news. It's whatever you choose.
He might just want to read it. He doesn't like to be talked down to, you know, because you know, he's a high tier person, but
a what's it to you type of guy.
Exactly. He's to the point. He's straightforward. So I'm just gonna hand it off to him right now.
Who?
What's up?
The name's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Haven't been on the air for quite a while. Don't really know what's going on much, but I've been handing this here newspaper in front of me with the headline I'm supposed to read, so I'm just gonna do that and get out of here. But so news is, hear this, hear ye. So a British village is on the hunt for a vandal who pours beans on people's front doors. So apparently this rapscallion, this absolute ruffian, throws beans on people's cars and front doors in Britain, and he gets away with it. So that's about it. Baked bean related crimes. The update for today. If anyone's out there and has tips on the bean attacker.
Tony, does it say what kind of beans he's using?
Oh, all kinds of beans. You got the pinto, you got the black beans, you got the coffee beans.
No. From what I'm looking at in these pictures, it's the classic British bean, which tends to go on their toast. It's like the classic breakfast bean. I'm not sure what bean is in it, but it's those beans that are in the tomato sauce. You know what I'm talking about, Ricky?
Right. The black beans.
Well, having never been to England, I cannot say on this point, but I trust.
No, you're so wrong, Ricky. You're so wrong.
The kidney
bean. They're white beans.
White beans.
They're British beans on toast, and that's all these people tend to eat.
Well, they're hefty people. We know this.
Anyways, Tony, thank you for telling us the news. It's very important that this was put forth on the radio in Montreal on CKUT 90.3 FM, because we have to look out for those bean scoundrels, because they could be coming right to our front doorsteps any one of these days. You know, globalization is a thing. and those bean scoundrels could make their way here relatively quickly. So thank you for providing us with the news about those that throw beans on people's doors and cars, because you never know what might bean coming to you next.
It's been
anyways, I think we should get back into the music. It's about what time is it now? Let me check the time. It's about 5:33 in the morning. We still got about 27 minutes left in our show, and I would love to get back on the mic at least one or two more times before the show's done. So yeah, let's do it. Anyone got any final remarks to make on this talking segment over here?
Just don't undercook your beans. You don't want to be biting into a hard bean.
Thank you, Chris. Anyways.
It's CKUT 90.3 FM.
You're listening to William Shatner's Whisk Tears here at about 5:34 in the morning. And it's been a great talking segment. And we'll get into some many more. Let's do it.
Friend, is this the road that we take till the end? this the highway of all mankind?
Axis spins around and round we go. Where we're going, no one really knows. Here we go. Feel the fire way down below.
Come on, baby. Let's
party time.
Switch on the stroke.
Do what you like.
Gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the globe.
Trying to
come on,
get up and clean your teeth and have a shave. It's 1 a.m., let's go out to a rave. One more in before we hit that grave. It's hotter than a microwave. Wave.
Come on, dim the lights.
It's party time.
Switch on the stove.
Do what you like.
Bishop of Brixton, on my way to the garden party at the palace.
Where's the party, officer?
Come on, dim the lights.
Party time.
Switch on the strobe.
Do what you like.
We're gonna have a ball tonight.
Let's have a ball.
Down at the globe.
Here we go. One time, bring it on down. Fags a day. So have you ever asked yourself?
Thank you. can see you in the morning when you go to school. Don't forget your books, you know you gotta learn the golden rule. The teacher tells you stop your playing, get on with your work. Be like Johnny Too Good, don't you know he never shirks. He's coming along.
Hello.
You are listening.
You're listening to CKUG 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whisketeers. Here at about 5:53, almost 5:54 in the morning. And we're reaching the last 6 minutes of our show right now. What a quick one this was. And what a fun one it was. Right, Ricky?
I had a great time.
Yeah, it was really, really great to have you here. You brought a lot to the table that we're sitting at.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Sad to have missed last week, but probably be here next week.
And, yeah, you're a regular now.
I think I'm going to be a regular now. I don't see why. Yeah. Why not? I'm enjoying myself.
You fit right in.
Thanks.
You belong here.
This is my home now. I live here.
Anyways, it's also been great to have Liam and Chris on this episode in person. A super special one that I think we were looking forward to for quite some time. I was talking about this this episode that we were all going to do with Chris for, I think, the past few months since he tried to come to Canada in fucking June and didn't get here. But now we've made it around the table. How does it feel, Chris?
You know, honestly, they really had us in the first half, but we came back. Yeah, I thought I was gonna have to take another 10-hour train. I took a 10-hour train, and then they turned me around at the border and ripped my visas out of my passport and sent me back to America. And now I came back here, and it was just like nothing, and they just, you know, stuck a stick up my nose and then sent me on my way. And this is the difference of 2 months. So time is crazy. We're moving through this pandemic in some type of way. It's nice to come full circle where I began the pandemic with y'all around this table. It's beautiful. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Chris. That was beautiful.
It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, I'm honestly very glad Chris and Ricky got to meet each other. Liam and Ricky know each other for quite some time now. But yeah, everyone shake hands. It's really great that I got to introduce Chris and Ricky to each other. I knew they would clash well and vibe well with one another. And it's great to have such great people all sitting around me right now. I feel the goodness in me. You're all very good people, and you deserve to know that. So that is all. Liam, any closing remarks?
What can I say that hasn't already been said? You know? So, you know what you're listening to. CKUT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whiskey Tears.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Liam. Very, very great to have you here on this episode. Really great to have our friend sitting next to you as well, Mr. Tony. Tony, thanks for being on the episode.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. It's good to have you. It's been quite a while since we've spoken with you. Anyways, we're going to close off our episode now. I'm going to let Chris close it off. I'm just going to tell you all, tell those that you love them, and a good thing to do because... life is short, and you just got to tell everyone you love them, because that's a very important thing to do. Chris, close this off, please. What time is it, and what are we about to listen to?
It's about 5:57 in the morning. 58. Give or take. And you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This has been William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. Next up, you can hear Spanish Flea by Herb Alpert.
You are listening to a multilingual affair. Fantastic morning, beautiful souls. You are listening to Estais Escuchando Vos Ecute, a Multilingual Affair here on CKUT 90.3 FM with Ted Keith, your reggae fusion artist, lady who wears many wraps and colourful ones at that. Well, today we are going to have a real good deep reasoning with the eye. You understand? Today's hot topic is why I hate religion and love mankind. Now, I've been having some amazing spirit-filled guests on the show. However, I feel that I have not explored my beliefs enough as I don't believe in God. And today, I will tell you why. Matinée groovy et fantastique à vous. Aujourd'hui, on va avoir un raisonnement, une discussion profonde avec moi. Et le sujet brûlant d'aujourd'hui est de pourquoi je déteste la religion et j'aime l'humanité. Et j'ai eu des invités très incroyables, remplis d'esprit dans l'émission pendant...